This is my podcast for bedtime stories. Enjoy.
Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are. Up above the world so high, like a diamond in the sky. Twinkle, twinkle, little star, how I wonder what you are.
At the top of the mountain, God told Moses 10 things to remember. They were the 10 things to make a good or bad person. They were called the 10 commandments. Moses walked through the mighty storm up the mountain towards God. The children of Israel watched the lone figure staggering into the blackness as the thunder and lightning raged. God said, "I am your God, come to me." Moses got to the top, and God told him 10 things to remember. They were the 10 things that would make a good or bad person. They were called the 10 commandments. The first thing to remember when you are being good is, have no other gods but me. I don't see why you should. The second thing is simple. Whatever else you do, don't worship models made of clay. Don't make an idol that way. I'd get annoyed with you. And the third commandment, you mustn't ever say God, Lord, or heaven in a joke, for that would spoil my day. The fourth thing you must never do, upset my Sunday rest. I've given you the other days to do your work in many ways. On Sunday you can have a laze and wear your Sunday best. Number 5 is a good one. Remember what I say. Don't ever upset mom and dad in a little way. The 6th commandment makes sense. I know that when I say no killing is allowed, but then you wouldn't, would you? Even when you get annoyed with other men and don't get your own way? If you are getting married, the 7th rule is this. Don't try and love another or give the girl a kiss. At number 8, there's something I'm sure you'd never do. Don't steal a thing at any time from anyone for any rhyme or any reason, as it is a crime and they would capture you. The 9th one to remember, if you do as you're bid, don't blame a man for stealing unless you're sure he did. With all the people in the world, your neighbor is a friend. So don't be jealous even when you want his house or car or money. For that's commandment number 10. It's at the very end. Moses listened open-mouthed as God told him all the commandments. Can you say it again? I didn't have time to write them down. God said nothing, but waved his mighty hand over Mount Sinai. Lightning flashed, and smoke covered Moses. When it cleared, he saw all the commands beautifully written on 2 pieces of stone. Moses thanked God for his help and began to stagger down the mountain with his commandments.